We, the citizens of the city of Billings, for the purpose of establishing a just form of fundamental law, one that is responsible to the public for providing equal and adequate services and protections with efficient use of the community's revenue for all, one that provides for self-governing powers with respect to health, safety, and welfare of every citizen, and one that utilizes the utmost flexibility to plan for the future, do establish this charter for the city of Billings of the state of Montana. The Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout. As that man said, welcome to the Friday Packet with Stocky and Stout.
Yes.
Yes.
It is Sunday.
It is Sunday, April 8th, 2018.
Roughly.
Yes. National ICP Day.
Is it?
No, I have no idea.
Every day is National ICP Day.
Yes. Yes. The voice you're hearing right now is my voice.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm Stocky.
And I'm not.
He's not.
I'm Stout.
Checks out. Checks out. All right. So I guess the gist of this podcast in general is just to introduce you to what we're trying to accomplish at the Friday Packet.
We're not making any promises, though.
No, we're not. We're not writing checks our bodies can't cash,
no.
As Iceman would say. So we've got a list. We've got, and we're checking it twice.
I did, yeah.
But we're just going to talk about very Billing-centric stuff. We're going to be talking about Billings City Council. We're going to be talking about the rims.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Yellowstone River, which you may or may not know runs through Billings. Yeah, along those lines.
Sure. And yeah. What was that was being said in the beginning?
The beginning is the charter for the city of Billings. So when the Mayflower landed in Billings, the people got off.
Mm-hmm. Plymouth Rock, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got off, and then they immediately wrote that.
Yeah.
And it's been with us for, I don't know, 3,000 years now?
Good start, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yep, no, that's just the charter that, you know, the city of Billings is supposedly, you know, abides by, you know, is the necessarily the mission statement of Billings, I guess you would say.
Sure. Makes sense.
The guiding document. Mm-hmm. If you will.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
We must abide by that.
Yes. So it's a sort of an introduction and, you know.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I am for it.
And just for clarity, what exactly is a Friday Packet?
The Friday Packet comes out on, you guessed it, Friday.
Sometimes Saturday morning.
It's released to the city, you know, at large. It's just a way for you to figure out what the city council is going to be working on. And they release it on Friday, so they'll release, you know, agenda items that they're going to work at the work session on Monday or just the regular council meeting on Monday, and kind of gives, you know, some direction to where the conversation is going to go.
And is that also the same materials that the city council members read?
It is.
Okay.
It is. It is indeed. And, yeah, we'll be discussing stuff that's on the Friday packet. We'll be discussing agenda items that are on there. Just trying to get the general public at large to be a little more engaged in the city processes. And
it's not a bad thing.
I don't think so.
I think
you know, a couple dudes just sitting around in a tiny house discussing city shit.
That's a great idea.
You know.
I've been attending city council meetings for the last 9 years, on and off, with my work.
Nine years, that's like one less than 10.
It is. Yeah, almost, if you do the math.
Yep.
I've spent a good portion of Monday nights, not every one by any means, thankfully. But, you know, I've streamed it. You can stream it on Community7.
Yes, you can.
.org or com or info or TV or CZ or
So HTTP. Is it a semicolon?
Etc.
No, it's a colon. It's a full colon.
Yep.
Full colon, forward slash, two times, www.community7.
Yep. Stuff.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Got to make sure your modem's connected first, though.
That's right.
And then you can go there.
Not dial-up friendly.
No.
It's
a good way to watch it. It's a good introduction to it. Mm-hmm. I would suggest watching it in line.
before going to it in person, honestly, because they can become pretty long.
Mm-hmm. There's a hot issue.
Mm-hmm.
It can go till the wee hours.
Yeah. So that's a good place to start. Watch it online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else would we be looking at? So
well,
I think I mentioned city councilors. We discussed the Friday packet, which comes out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
Friday.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember. Well, my first city council meeting, it became very clear to me that I have absolutely no idea how city government works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that'll probably be one of our first ones, probably, would be,
yeah.
How do you run? What age you have to be? Mm-hmm. What do you have to know? How many people have you killed? You know, all the pertinent information.
Yeah, that's important.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to jail?
Them? Yeah.
Have you seen Rambo?
That's the first question. Are you Rambo is
yes.
The second question.
Did you enjoy Terminator 2, or are you just making that up? make some awkward motions.
See, we are experts.
We are very much so experts.
It doesn't hurt that we invented Billings.
We did. I was on the Santa Maria. I was not on the Mayflower.
Ah, I was on
So Nina. I was a little late to the party.
I like it.
Okay.
It also might be 5.
It could be.
Can you envision the...
Oh, I've got the map.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect, Nugan.
Yep. And
I don't have it in here, of course.
We can figure out also. So, like, things like how long are the terms?
Mm-hmm. It's
a
lifetime appointment. It's like Russia.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people didn't know that. No, nope. 4-year terms?
Probably still don't. Yeah, 4-year terms, and there's 2 council members per ward,
mm-hmm.
and wards are drawn very irregularly.
Yep.
Around the city of Billings, there's like the south side, north side, are ward 1.
Mm-hmm. And it involves some of the heights as well, mm-hmm. ward 1 does.
That's true. It's weird. There are little chunks. Ward 3 is my ward, and it goes from like, I don't know, 13th and Colton down to the central.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also includes Briarwood,
oh,
which is handy.
Yeah.
Very similar demographics.
Did you know there's bentonite out there?
No, I did not.
And a golf course.
How'd they do it?
I don't know.
Did they truck the bentonite in?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
From Bentonia, which is south of Pryor.
It is. That's true. It's North Wyoming.
Yep. And yeah. Go into the city website if you're wondering which ward you're in.
Mm-hmm.
They have an interactive map you can look at.
You can just enter your address too, I believe.
Yes, you can.
And that'll tell you who your reps are.
Mm-hmm.
And their contact information,
mm-hmm.
and a lovely little headshot of them, so you can pick them out in the lineup.
Sure, sure,
that's
sure.
Important. You know who to accost at Albertsons,
right? And they've got city emails.
Mm-hmm.
What else? So so you got your ward, you got your city council member, we got the Friday packet, we've read the charter. We'll be discussing TIF districts. We'll have an episode about TIF districts, I'm sure.
Damn right.
What all that entails.
We'll talk about what the council votes on and what they don't vote on. Like, what are they involved in? What decisions do they get to make? And what
right.
is not their decision?
Mm-hmm. And, boards and commissions.
Yeah,
volunteer into boards and commissions. There are plenty of them are out there. Sort of make recommendations to the council. What else?
Those are volunteer boards for citizens.
Volunteer.
So you can just apply to be on that board.
Also on the city website.
Yep.
Just go in there and you can see vacancies. And
there are a lot of vacancies.
There are. There's tons of ways for you to get involved. You just got to look for them.
Yeah. It's fun to look.
You don't like anything.
Yeah. They have a hell of a time filling boards.
They do. And they're always threatening to get rid of a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And...
Which is not good.
It's not good. They need that insight. The council can't be everywhere all at once. And
mm-hmm.
those are kind of valuable resources for not only the community, but for the city council in general to be aware and understand the issues a little bit more clearly rather
yeah.
than just doing a gut reaction sort of deal.
Yeah, and council, and you get on a board that has something to do with what you might do for a living or something you are interested in or something you are an mm-hmm. expert on or anything like that, and it's very helpful.
It is.
Because every city council member, for the most part, has another job.
They do.
Because they are not paid enough to be city council members only.
Yep. That'd another cool. overarching thing would be we'll have a guest from either city government, might be a city council representative, might be a leader of a division within the city framework that we talk to and kind of put a human face to and
yeah.
put them on the radio and talk to them about what they do and why they do it.
Yeah.
You know.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll also go over what, like, all the departments of the city, like planning and public works and yep. et cetera, et cetera.
Ongoing campaigns. Like right now, there's an entire rewrite of the city zoning policy.
Yeah.
So if you're into zoning in particular and how confusing it can be in the city of Billings or affordable housing, you've got plenty of opportunities to go and see Project Rezone, it's called, I believe, broken into four different separate sections, doing a complete rewrite of the zoning in the city of Billings, which hasn't been done in 50 years-ish.
Yeah, it's a little overdue.
And a little overdue. And
it's almost like there's new things now that need to be considered.
Mm-hmm. There are.
Like the internet.
There is the worldwide interwebs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Do you know there's a cloud that stores not just moisture, but information?
Yeah.
But it's not in the sky, per se?
I think I saw it the other day.
Yeah. There's information and such in there.
The cloud. That's a nice way to put it, so you're not freaked out just because it's somebody else's computer.
Why do you think they called it the cloud?
I don't know. It's a happy little thing to think about.
Hmm.
A nice, peaceful little cloud floating around with your information mm-hmm. in it, rather than just a container truck with a bunch of servers
yeah.
holding all your Instagram photos.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there? There's the toolbox.
Yeah.
There's a...
Doesn't work.
No.
The vault. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-mm. The jug.
The handle.
Yeah.
Stocky, how are you involved in the in city government?
I'm just in the community development end of it on that board, which deals with HUD money, which comes from Uncle Sam.
And Ben Carson,
the new leader of that. I hear you got a fancy dining table.
It's a nice one, 32 yeah. grand.
But yeah, we deal with affordable housing, first-time home buyers, rehabs in the city. They buy foreclosed houses, and then... you know, we meet every month, first Tuesday of the month, I believe,
mm-hmm.
if I remember right. And we discuss those. So they buy blighted properties and fix them up.
Gotcha.
Using federal dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, myself, I work for the Business Improvement District, which is overseen by City Council. Mm-hmm. They approve our budget. They assess, or they set up the assessments for property owners inside the district, and as soon as there's an opening on a bicycle pedestrian advisory committee,
mm-hmm.
I will be applying for that.
As nice.
Well. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
I figure I should be on a board.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good way also to learn about the inner workings of the city.
Yeah.
Like we said, that's kind of what we're delving into with the podcast, just very specific to Billings. Well, like, if, you know, do the war thing, we'll do, you know, the finances, how the city pays its bills, you know, all that stuff. All the little behind-the-scenes stuff that you may or may not know, and just sort of describe it and in our own little way and, you know, with more swearing, probably.
Hopefully.
Because I am a construction worker. I only know how to communicate in swear words and rude gestures.
Grunts and moans.
And
yeah, that mm-hmm. works. Council meets every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the Friday packet. We talked about the Community 7 stream.
Mm-hmm.
We get to tell you what the difference is between a work session and a regular meeting.
Section?
A work section.
Yeah.
I like that section. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't like work sections. I think if you're planning on moving to Billings, you might learn a lot from us.
Oh, yeah. We are...
Finger on the pulse.
Yep.
That's really what we've got.
It's a shallow pulse, but we've got our finger on it.
Yep. You know, they say the heart of rock and roll is still beating.
That's what Huey says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Huey never lied.
No.
So what's on the agenda for Monday night, just for instance?
You're not going to like this, but I have no fucking clue. Well, I have not gotten that far yet.
I know one thing.
One thing?
Yeah, one thing. Oh, that's on
wait,
the agenda.
Wait. We're going to talk about One Big Sky Center, aren't we?
Yep, yep. They're going to take a vote on whether or not the city is going to throw $100,000 out of the general fund.
Correct.
Great. I dropped my pen. $100,000 out of the general fund to throw toward the kind of some more feasibility and planning for One Big Sky, which is no longer a center. It's a district, a development district, kind of infill in the downtown area. Medical, entertainment, retail, redevelopment, some new buildings, some redone buildings in conjunction with the hospitals. And, you know, it's the whole idea is to keep Billings modern and make it kind of the kind of place where maybe a new company might want to come, or maybe an existing company might want to expand, or say you're a young doctor who's looking for a groovy town to move to.
Yeah, yeah.
Raise your family, get a good job.
Yeah.
We want to make Billings kind of appeal to that kind of demographic.
Right.
So that, you know.
Because Billings has a notoriously aging workforce.
Very much, yeah.
And they are trying to remedy that situation with the One Big Sky development, for sure. Yeah. And that $100,000 ask, that's part of a bigger pool of money, correct?
If I remember correctly, it's about $1.27 million. Mm-hmm. The Hammes Group, the developers on the project would be throwing in the vast majority of that. The city would throw in 100 G's from the general fund just to show that they, it's mostly just a token that says, yeah, we're involved. We want you here. We want to help you. And it's not much of an ask in the grand scheme of things.
Right.
I don't think, and it seems like pretty reasonable, but there's some folks that don't think it's that great of an idea.
Yeah. They are out there.
They are. And they are vocal. And I'd say it's probably more yeses than noes, but the noes are notorious about the volume of their yelling.
Right.
So they get the ear. Okay, consent agenda. Okay, consent agenda is cool because they've discussed all of the things on the consent agenda.
Right.
At previous work sessions, et cetera.
Okay.
And they take a vote on the consent agenda all at once. So they vote yes or no to everything on the consent all at once, unless they want to talk about one thing in particular. So before they take the vote, a council member will say, I'd like to separate item C from the consent agenda, and we'll take a separate vote on that.
Gotcha.
So say item C on consent is agreement and purchase of 15 workstations for the new 911 facility.
15?
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of 911.
Yeah, never forget. Regular agenda, public hearing and resolution approving the tax increment finance policy. Approval of One Big Sky memorandum of understanding, including a $100,000 general fund payment, and approving the line of credit agreement between Downtown Billings Partnership and Big Sky Economic Development.
Wow.
And approval of the creation of a council committee to review RFP responses from executive recruitment companies. So lots of just economic development stuff. I think that we are going to get an email address, too.
We are.
In case somebody accidentally listens to this and then has a question or a comment.
Okay.
And get a hold of us.
Yep.
And tell us where we went wrong, or how we changed your life, or that you're naming a kid after us.
Or if you just want to send us random bits of money.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, too.
Ooh, yeah.
We should get a Patreon.
Ooh.
We'll be so rich next weekend.
Oh, man.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
You know, that's the gist.
There it is.
We'll drink whiskey, or gin.
Yeah.
Or bourbon. One. Whatever's here.
Both.
Or both.
All three.
Mm-hmm.
At once.
And, you know, bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, I think that's a good place to end it, do you think?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
We'll sort of check in on you.
Well, oh, hell no.
From time to time.
I love it. I think we should do it at least once a month.
Okay.
I think.
How about we just end it with, we'll meet you at the trailhead.
Oh, yes. Beautiful sign off.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time.